climate change has brought more frequent, intense rainfall events and warmer average temperatures each year. That in turn affects where animals live. Arachnids, for instance, or rather, members of the spider family. On this edition of WSIU in Focus, we hear about one of the new eight-legged arrivals in southern Illinois.
I'm Holly Tootin. I'm a vector ecologist at the Illinois Natural History Survey, specifically in the Medical Entomology Lab.
Among other critters, Tootin keeps track of the Gulf Coast tick, and as the name implies, the tick has, historically, lived in the southern U.S. Tootin says it has moved north into Illinois. She recalls seeing it under a microscope for the first time.
The very first feeling of somebody who thoroughly enjoys identifying arthropods was excitement. Seeing that and thinking, oh gosh, this is unexpected.
If you've spent time outdoors in the last several years, you've probably seen this Gulf Coast tick.
It looks quite a lot like the American dog tick. It's a very large tick. When we think about a tick like the black-legged tick, that's also known as the deer tick, people tend to think of that as very small. The Gulf Coast tick, in comparison, is quite large. It's readily apparent on light-colored clothing.
When did this southern tick get here?
Putting a definitive time on when it showed up, it might be a little bit difficult. Ticks tend to get flushed down the toilet or crushed instead of making their way to insect collections.
Right.
What we do know is that since we've begun looking for it, we're finding it in more areas than it was previously thought to occur.
Research confirms the tick is in 14 Illinois counties, including Saline and Jackson. Tootin says it likes latching onto animals, including us.
So unfortunately for us, it does seem to be increasing in occurrence in Illinois, but fortunately for people who are already familiar with ticks, it has a lot of the same behaviors. It hangs out on vegetation, waiting for hosts to pass by. It'll transfer onto pants. And the vigilant hiker can be aware of it by checking their pants regularly.
That's a good idea. Tootin says, like many ticks, the bite can make people sick.
This pathogen that's transmitted by the Gulf Coast tick is related to the one that causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
It can also hurt the value of cattle if the infestation is heavy.
Can cause poor cattle health. Additionally, it can affect canines, our canine companions. There's a different pathogen that canines can acquire from it, and it actually doesn't occur in the tick bite itself. It occurs when dogs groom themselves and eat the ticks.
Tootin says the Gulf Coast tick is very good at making more ticks.
Each individual won't live more than a year at most, and each female can have up to 10,000 eggs.
Tootin says global climate change will make other parts of human life more difficult as animals and plants move north.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of good evidence at this point, though, that global climate change is having an effect on vector-borne diseases. We are probably going to be seeing an increase in incidence and diversity of vector-borne diseases. Increases in humidity, increases in precipitation tend to favor insect development, arthropod development. We know that those disease agents tend to reproduce faster and reach a higher level in the arthropod as temperatures warm up.
Many people have an aversion to ticks. Tootin says she appreciates them as marvels of evolution.
You know, they're exquisitely tuned organisms. They have very few objectives in life. And it all stops if they don't find a host. So they're very, very good at finding hosts. They'll pick up on radiant heat, almost like they have thermal imaging.
Wow.
They'll pick up on vibrations. So the vibration of a footfall as it's coming towards where they're waiting.
And she says ticks' ability to sense the carbon dioxide gas humans breathe out is off the charts. She says one way to survey for ticks is to leave dry ice on a large piece of white cloth for a couple of hours.
You come back and there's this small pile of sublimating dry ice and it's surrounded by ticks and they're all waving their forelegs in the air and it looks like they're praying.
Tootin stresses you shouldn't let tick fear keep you out of the woods. She says you can do things to prevent bites.
What I personally do, for instance, when I'm out hiking with my children, we use clothing that's pre-treated with permethrin, and then create an ascending barrier with your clothes. Pull your socks up over your pants. I don't care how dorky it looks. Tuck your shirt into your pants.
Tootin says the reason for the bad fashion sense, ticks crawl up until they find an opening. And she says it works for them because they've been around a lot longer than humans.
Certainly here during the Ice Age. In fact, ticks are estimated to have emerged around the late Cretaceous period. So that's about 120 million years ago. And to put a pinpoint on it, that's when Tyrannosaurus rex was around as well.
The T-Rex is long gone. The glaciers we do have are melting, but the ticks are thriving and expanding their range. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.